Good morning, all. Very exciting morning. The final mission of Maseches Pesachim. Siyum is still to be a determined time, but we'll read up until the very last words, and we'll explain the final words without reading them so that we could do it for the Siyum. But we're up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 10, Mishnah 9, over here at Pesach. Achar Chatzos Metameis Yadayim. So the Tanakam, the mission wants you to know that since it is forbidden, according to this Tanakam, according to this opinion, that you should not eat your Korban Pesach after Chatzos, after, you know, the middle of the night on Pesach night. So he says the following rule, that any Korban Pesach that is left until after Chatzos, since you can't eat it after that point, at that point, if you would touch it, it will make your hands tameh. And then he says the rule, Pigol v'anotzer metameh nesei yadayim. There's a famous rule that everyone knows that when it comes to Pigol, which is a Korban that you did the service for that Korban with the intention that you would do part of the service for it after the proper time. So in that situation, for a pigul or b'hanosar, any meat that is left over from the karban, both of these meats, metamina sayedem, will make your hands tummy. And then the Mishnah concludes with the following machlokes, berach, birkas ha-pesach. Let's say a person made a bracha on their karban pesach, right? Bracha tashinu kinu al-chamashir kishon al-chamashir al karban pesach, right? That a karban pesach commanded you to eat the pesach. So let's say you make that bracha, you're about to enjoy your delicious karban pesach. Well, says the first opinion, patar es shal zevach. You have now exempted yourself from making the bracha on a chagiga offering. I think maybe a good parallel to this would be like there's an opinion that says that if you're going to make a bracha of ha'itz on something, right? I don't know, like an apple, let's say, then the other way around. If you're going to make a bracha of a hadama, like on a carrot, let's say. So since if you make your bracha of hadama first, it sounds, since the apple, for example, which is ha'etz, which is from a tree, but nonetheless it's still from the ground at the end of the day. So if you make the hadama first, then you would not make the ha'etz. So it's similar over here. Since you're making the bracha of the Korban Pesach, it's sort of like an all-inclusive bracha according to the first opinion. So therefore, you will exempt yourself, patar eshel zevach, you'll exempt yourself from making the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, which is also, in theory, meant to be eaten at this point. So you would only have to make one bracha. But let's say you make the bracha on the zevach, on the karma chagiga at this point. So lo patar eshel pesach, it will not exempt you from making the bracha on the karma pesach. You'd have to make that bracha separately. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's what Rabbi Yishmael has to say, and we will say the following outset, because these are the final words. But Rabbi Akiva says that he basically disagrees. He says if you make a bracha on either one, it will not exempt you from the other one. So you have to make, if you make the bracha on the karma pesach, then you have to make the bracha separately on the karma chagiga, and vice versa. And God willing, we will make a formal siyum on this at some point soon, still TBD. But for now, that brings us to the end of Maseches Pesachim. And God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Maseches Shkalim. Have a great day.